This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Anna Lemire. Anna Lemire. A-N-N-A, middle initial, M-L-A-M-E-R-E. Date of birth, January 21st, 1956. Date of appointment, April 23rd, 2025. Requesting physician, Latoya Edison, N.P., LATOYAADDISONNP. Dear Latoya Edison, I have the pleasure of seeing Anna Lemire today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 69-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. In the month of March 2025, her right side became numb and weak, including the right side of the tongue, right face, right upper and lower extremities. She was having a headache, speech was slurred, vision was tunneled. She went to the hospital after 2 days. MRI of the brain done on 3/31. 2025 shows left posterior parietal, probable late subacute infarction. CT of the head and neck was negative. Patient is taking aspirin 81 mg 2 tablet daily and atorvastatin 80 mg daily. After a few days, she became back to baseline. She has a history of migraine also, and she is having headache daily. Headache is frontal, sharp, dull. No nausea, no vomiting, with phonophobia, no photophobia. With migraine, she has photophobia also. Past medical history. Asthma. Vitamin D deficiency. Muscle pain. Diabetes mellitus. Hypertension. GERD. Past surgical history. Ovarian surgery, rotator cuff repair and knee replacement, herniorrhaphy, allergy to tetracycline medication, Advair, albuterol, aspirin, calcium, cefdinar, cetirizine, chlorhexidine, cholecalciferol, clopidogrel, coenzyme Q,
Can you tell that lady don't start the full aspirin, take that small one only.
Okay.
Because she's on Plavix also. Medications. Cyanocobalamin, diclofenac, sodium fluconazole, fluticasone, furosemide, gabapentin, glipizide, gentadiuto, lisinopril, loratadine, magnesium, metformin, metoprolol, Mounjaro, multivitamin, omeprazole, Trigenta, socialist is stopped smoking 30 years ago, does not drink alcohol, he is retired but is still working as a janitor, she is married and separated, lives with the son, family history, mother deceased, Frederick ataxia, colon cancer, father deceased, three sisters, three brothers, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, balls on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is deaf on the right side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep plantar reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination, reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, left posterior parietal stroke. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, deafness of the right side. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin 81 mg 2 tablet daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.